Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Bechukotai, we have seven psukim. This Aliyah continues from the last Aliyah. We continue to hear about land that is pledged to the Mikdash. Land can be redeemed, but it goes back to the original owner during the Yovel year. And our Aliyah continues with the discussion about animals that are dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the Aliyah ends telling us that a person's belongings also may be donated and dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash as well. Now, when it comes to donations to the Mishkan, to the Mikdash, the process is pretty simple. The item is evaluated or assessed, and the money, the value of that item, goes to the Mikdash. However, the question is this: are the funds meant to be used to buy animals, to be brought as a korban, that would be called kadshei mizbeach, or are the funds meant to be used for what is called berek habayit, general use in the mikdash? And so the answer is this. If the person specifies where the money is going, kadshei mizbeach, in other words, for korbanot, or bedek habayit, general funds, general use, of course, if the person specifies, then the money goes to where they specify. And what if the donor does not specify? Well, in that case, the Mishnah in Tmura, Perek Zayin Mishnah Bet, tells us, stam hakdashot levedek habayit. Unspecified donations, including animals in our aliyah, unspecified donations to the Beis HaMikdash are used for bedek habayit. In other words, we assume that a person who donates money to the Mikdash without specifying where the money should go, we assume that they intended for the money to go to bedek habayit, for general upkeep, for construction, for repairs, things like that, and not to korbanot on the mizbeach, not to kodshei mizbeach. And the question is, why? Why should unspecified donation to the Mikdash go towards general funds and not to korbanos, especially when we remember that berek habayit only enables the avoda in the mikdash, whereas the mizbeach is the focal point of the mizbeach? Not only that, but building the mikdash, fixing up the mikdash, all the things that make up the berek habayit, they cannot be performed on Shabbos, but korbanos can. So why should we assume that a person wants to give their money to berek habayit, which seems less valuable, and not to korbanos, which seem more important? A beautiful answer is given by Rav Zalman Sarutskin. He died in 1966. It's in his Oznayim LaTorah on Ar Aliyah in Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chav Gimel. He asks this question and he answers it the most beautiful way. Rav Sarutskin says, as I understand it, Rav Sarutskin says that we usually think of money as being a very bad thing that's only used for ephemeral pleasures and temporary indulgences. And that, of course, can be true and is often true. But deep down, we all know that money is a vehicle, to a means, to a larger end. Here's a person who's using their money for holy things, for the mikdash. It's beautiful. And even more than that, if they don't specify where their money is earmarked, we assume that they want their money to be used for things that are as long-lasting as possible. Korbanos are burned, and that's it. But the mikdash funds that are for berek habayit, they are more long-lasting. That is the answer of the Oznayim LaTorah. I thought perhaps that one can suggest another idea, almost the opposite idea. It's related to the Oznayim LaTorah's approach, but perhaps with the opposite conclusion. Perhaps one can suggest the following. It is true that some people erroneously think that wealth accumulation is the be-all and end-all of their lives or their existence. They think that they need to do everything it takes to make money, even if it means being dishonest. They think, God forbid, they think that they, not God, are in charge of how much money they make, and they, of course, will keep all the money to themselves. They don't share it or give it to people who are needy. Now, that is some people. And yet other people view money differently. They view money and all material possessions that they acquire as only a vehicle to serve Hashem, as we mentioned. Hashem gave them the money not to keep, but to use in the service of Hashem, to give tzedakah, to give people jobs, to invite guests into their homes, to give people rides with their cars, etc., etc. They use their money, they view their money as part of their avodas Hashem. And so the question is, how can you make sure that you're in the latter camp and not in the former? It takes work. It takes energy. It takes thought. And that brings us back to the halacha and to the mishnah that we mentioned a moment ago. The only way your money can be a korban, so to speak, the only way your money can go to being a korban, to be part of your avodah, is by putting active thought into it. And if you don't, it'll go to general funds, to berek habayit. That's not unimportant, of course. It's critical. Remember, this person is indeed donating their money. They're not completely miserly, God forbid, but it takes active thought, active energy to turn your money into part of your Avodas Hashem. Passive thought or no thought at all never leads to true Avodas Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone. Shabbat Shalom.